Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As expected, the Federal Reserve today raised a key interest rate again, but by a smaller amount this time, just a quarter of 1%.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. So, Jill, what does this smaller increase say about the state of the economy?
Well, I'm not sure what it says about the state of the economy. I think what it says about the state of the Federal Reserve is that they're getting closer to the end of this rate hike cycle. So we have this quarter point. It looks like maybe another one in March. And then they might kind of sit still and see how the data come in. I think that what the Fed chair said in his press conference was pretty much spot on. We know economic growth is slowing down, but inflation remains high. And the Fed really wants to make sure it keeps these short-term interest rates high enough, long enough, so that inflation comes down further.
Wall Street seems happy, so stocks bounced up after being down much of the day after the Fed announcement.
You know what? I got to tell you something. The day-to-day, you cannot predict. And usually the day of is often reversed the next day. So don't get so excited. Or, as my dad used to like to say, it's never as good or as bad as you think. But here is what is clear. We've got a big jobs report coming out on Friday. And in that report, people will be focusing on job growth decelerating. The Fed is focusing on wage growth, because if wages stay high, it helps to fuel inflation. So the Fed wants to see that those annual wage gains are coming down below 4.5%, down towards 4%. If they see that kind of progress, maybe we get another quarter point, but maybe they stop here. So we'll have to see.
Is the Fed signaling anything about the likelihood of future rate hikes?
Well, I mean, look, Powell left the door open for at least another one and maybe one more after that. But I think that right now the Wall Street bet on the table is that we got this January quarter of a percentage point. We'll get a March quarter of a percentage point. We'll be at 5%. And then the Fed will hold rates there for a while. Remember, inflation has come down since last summer, since we peaked last summer. But prices remain high. And I'm not talking about eggs. I'm talking about for the service side of the economy. These are what the Fed calls sticky prices, the things that take a long time to come down. So until we see a more substantial improvement in some of those services, we are not going to see the Fed pull off of this rate hike campaign anytime soon.
When the inflation first started smacking us in the face many months ago, there's a lot of criticism of the Fed. They acted too late. What are the grades coming in now for the Fed? Are they handling this pretty well at this point?
I mean, I think it's about as good as you could expect, considering they probably got a late start of somewhere between 3 and 6 months, depending on how much you really expected of your Fed officials. Things are actually holding up. I mean, what they don't want, the Fed did not want to raise rates so fast to cause the total economy to roll over, to cause widespread unemployment. And so far, the data confirm that these rate increases, they may have kind of stopped the progress of, say, the housing market. The overall economy did slow down last year, but that was after a huge year the year prior. We are seeing job growth starting to taper off, but we're not seeing widespread job losses. That could change. But the today grade for the Federal Reserve is a, I don't know, what's a gentleman's B? I'll do a B. Why not? A gentle person's B.
All right. Good stuff, Jill. Thank you. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.